This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. And this is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And we have a special guest, Brian Roush, you have at the WCCI studios on this Friday morning. The greatest high school football coach in all of Illinois, right?
I do, and he's also a great donut delivery man. He stopped by with donuts today, and we're talking about Aledo native Patrick Lohr. Patrick, what are you doing here?
Well, I tell you, I'm just up this way delivering donuts like Santa Claus and having a nice little chat with Brian today.
Yeah, and that's, Brian, the one great thing, kind of the theme of my show this week at WRMJ is kind of the connections we have and the professional and personal relationship. So I kind of have a working relationship and a family relationship with Coach Lohr. And, you know, I think Coach Lohr is kind of a family to the WCCI staff as well. You have him on every Saturday morning during the football season, is that right?
That's right. Win or lose, I have to call Patrick first thing Saturday morning, and he's always awake and ready to roll, aren't you, Coach?
Yeah, I really enjoy talking to him. I always tell him that these two radio stations, WCCI and WRMJ, are a lot alike. And growing up in Aledo with WRMJ and really that being the sports voice down there and WCCI up here being the sports voice, it's really nice to have both these radio stations, and they do a lot of things very similarly. And really do a great job of getting local high school sports out to the local communities.
Well, and I want to ask Patrick, as we have him on the line, you know, talking about family and relationships, a little bit about your wife, of course, born and raised in Aledo. Do people understand how challenging it is for a wife in a coaching situation that has to, you know, put up with the football season and the demands of all that?
You know, it's funny you say that because I don't think people do quite understand that. First of all, when you get into the business that we're in, the occupation we choose, you got to make sure that your spouse is somebody that's completely on board with it, because there's so much time that you are away from home. Especially during the football season, and then me, I pile on with that with my basketball refereeing. So really from July till March, I'm gone quite a bit. But I've got a great one in Beth Lohr. She does a fantastic job. But I don't think they really do. And I've often said to the Sauk Valley News people up here, because they always do a preseason football type story, and they have different topics every year. And I've always suggested to them they should do something on the coaches' wives and kind of talk about what goes through their week day-to-day and week-by-week schedule and what they have to listen to. And, you know, they get to hear all this, the cheers and the boos up in the stands, and they have to put up with a lot themselves. But you have to be quite a special person to be able to handle all those roles, and my wife does that very well. And if you don't have that, then I think it could make it very challenging.
And then conversely, you have two children, in so we talk about families. Now, they were kind of born into it, so they don't know anything else. So is they kind of understand the profession and the demands of it, too? I mean, because that's just been their life.
Yeah, I think they do, and I think they grow accustomed to it, and they enjoy it. I know Patrick is an eighth grader now, and he's just finished his sixth season as our ball boy. So he's been in every locker room. He's been on the bus. He's been, in the halftime. He's heard good halftime speeches, bad halftime speeches. He's been there after wins, after losses. So he's got a little bit of an advantage, you know, coming into high school next year. He kind of understands the drill. And then my daughter Paige is a sixth grader. And she comes to the pasta dinners, and she's around the football guys quite a bit, so she's no stranger to it either. And I think there's times where, you know, they wish Daddy was around more, but I think overall they really enjoy being able to go out there on the field and give me a hug after the game and just being part of it as well. And it's funny, I asked Paige one time, this was a few years ago when I was putting her to bed, I said, what's your favorite part about Daddy being a head football coach? And she said, that everybody knows who I am.
Well, and I'm going to get Brian back on the phone here, but then also staying with family. We talk about Coach Lowe, or how subjective coaching is. And you can go like play by play, and your mom and dad are involved in the program and support and going to the games. But like the subjectivity of coaching, and I can't remember the story where I think it was at Rock Ridge, and the line from your mom, when you have the chance to score, you always have to score. I mean, they understand the buy-in of what's involved, but two, you know, the subjectivity of coaching, I don't know, long story short, if you get what I'm meaning, I think it's just kind of a funny part of it.
Yeah, it is, because, they're so supportive, and they always have been, both in my playing days and now as a coach, but yet, they're still fans as well, and sometimes, that gets the better of them at times, and it's a lot of fun. It's a little tense at times,
what was the story?
Put their two cents in, and they enjoy coming to the games as well.
Yeah, what was the story about when you score, you always have to score? What was the storyline on that?
Well, that was at the Rockridge game in our second round. We had just got a first down, and we were at the 2 yard line, and we didn't know mathematically if we could take the knee four times and run the clock out, or if we should just go ahead and score and go up eight, giving Rockridge the ball back. So we decided to go ahead and score. But in the, I think in the crowd, a couple people around my wife and my parents were saying, boy, you could just take a knee and this and that. And my mom says, you score, you always score. So she gave her two cents.
All right. So you're with Brian Roush and myself. How cool was it with We the Fan Section 250? I know they had the debut up at Manny's in Savannah that we participated in. That was a pretty neat deal, and seeing Brian participate in that over the eight episodes.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And, the way people down there in that community feel about you and how you do a great job with high school sports and all that, that's the kind of love and affection that Brian gets up here, and that night to be there for his premiere and be invited to it. And that Manny's up here in Savannah was just packed. And that really shows a lot of what the people around here in this community and his friends think about him and how they feel about him. And he's just a great guy, and he's one of those guys that I see. I talk to him, like you said, every week during the football season, and then during the basketball season, I'll see him a handful of times doing our games and all that, and he's always nice enough to come down and say hello to us. So he's just a great guy, and he does it for the right reasons, and when you know he's genuine like that, and he's a good person, you can really pull for guys like that. And so that was a great night to see him and to watch him in that series, and it was a lot of fun for him, I know, and a lot of fun for us to just sit there and watch him and say, I know that guy.
All right, so we thank the input from Coach Patrick Lower, an Aledo grad, and my brother-in-law, for those people that don't know that, and we won't ask him what radio station he likes better, CCI or RMJ. We know it's a tie. But Brian Roush, as we wrap up here, those are some pretty great words that you just heard from Coach Lower. That's like a Christmas present, isn't it?
It is. Totally unexpected, because Patrick just kind of, popped in. But, yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. And the Bears are taking care of us on Sunday. They've invited us to a suite, all the participants of We the Fans. So it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, and we were kidding you. I know that night when it debuted, and they were doing a segment of your day at WCCI, and you were doing the CCI Coach's Corner on the Saturday morning, and I'm like, please be Coach Lower. Please be Coach Lower. Please be Coach Lower. No, it's Coach Bielema, the arch rival of Fulton and the Morrison Mustangs.
That rivalry was renewed, yep.
Yeah. All right, Brian Roush, have a Merry Christmas. Been great working with you, of course, in 2017, and looking forward to 2018.
Same here, Jim. It's a pleasure to talk to you each and every week, and we look forward to many more weeks ahead.
All right, we had a special guest today on Jim and Brian Talking High School Sports on the Radio, Patrick Lower. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian Talking High School Sports on the Radio.